FM 90.3 WJTL, it's Need to Breathe Difference, Maker Canyon Hills, Worship On and On. Before that, good morning, it's 7:20.
Hey, good morning, friends. Happy Thursday. Weather-wise, today sunny, a high 84. Tonight, clear, low 58. Friday, close to 90, lots of sunshine. Saturday and Sunday, partly sunny skies, chance of scattered showers. Both of those days, highs in the mid-80s. Currently, sunny and 60 in Mannheim.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Coco Gamunardi, is here. She's the annual giving manager for Hospice at Community Care, and she has enlightened Annie and I about something we never knew about, Fogbows. So that was
amazing.
Fun. Yeah, good morning again, Coco.
Hi, how are you?
So great to have you here.
Thanks.
Tell us about hospice and community care.
Well, so as I mentioned, we are the oldest hospice and the largest in the region. We are so proud to have local roots. We serve Lancaster and York County, as well as the contiguous areas of Adams, Berks, Chester,
wow.
Cumberland, and Dauphin
wow.
counties.
Yeah.
And we're providing care for everybody for end of life, as well as grief services and maintenance of chronic symptoms for people with long-term illness.
About how many folks are you meeting the needs of on a daily or yearly basis?
On a daily basis, it's close to 600, which is amazing. And, you know, over the course of a year, we'll see over 15,000 patients.
And you're going to where they are.
Absolutely. We don't want to make this a difficult situation. The concept of hospice is about comfort and care and compassion. And we want to make end of life as easy for people as possible. We actually want to focus on them living their best life while they are here. People who are in hospice care, they move away from curative treatments like chemotherapy, and they just focus on quality of life. Mm-hmm. So we work on symptom management. We work on making them comfortable. We also try to, you know, most of our social workers, when they meet with our clients, they'll ask them, what do you want to accomplish before you pay us? And if there is something that we can do, whether it's to go to the beach one last time or to see their grandson play lacrosse, you know, we'll try to get them connected to other local services if they need to travel. So we really want to make sure that people are maximizing their life and having the best quality in their last weeks and months.
And one way you make this possible for so many people in our area is through your annual Labor Day auction. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so our Labor Day auction in its 38th year is going on September 3rd and 5th at the Solanco Fairgrounds in Quarryville. And it is really a sight to behold. We have about 3,000 people who come
over
the course of 2 days.
Wow.
We have several different specialty auctions. So there's something for everybody. If you're a plant mom or plant dad, we've got a plant auction. If you're into tools, you know, we've got a tool auction. We have sports memorabilia. We've got collectibles. We've got furniture, both new and used.
Wow.
And then we also have amazing original art, beautiful handmade quilts, many by the Amish community, but also by quilting groups and groups around the area. And then we also have some high-end items. We've got great jewelry from so many of the local jewelers. We've got some vacation packages, 9 days in Ocean City, Maryland. There's a week trip to wherever you want to go in the world.
Wow.
So, yeah, so there's really something for everybody. And you know what? If you're not an auction person and you're not interested in bidding on things, there is amazing food.
That's enough to bring anyone.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I have to say that the food, I think, is it's the common denominator for everybody.
Right. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Some people might like this particular auction or that particular auction, but everybody loves the food.
Yeah.
And this is happening at the Solanco Fairgrounds.
In Quarryville.
In Quarryville.
September 3rd and 5th. And the auctions begin between 8 and 9 a.m., but our doors open at 7:30.
Okay.
And breakfast gets started right at 7:30. And the great thing about our food is we do a lot of work with the Amish community.
Right.
And the Amish community actually does all the preparation and sales of our food.
Oh, that's great.
So all those great things that you get at farm markets and, you know, roadside stands and everything like that, you can get that. It's all here at the auction.
Incredible.
Yeah. Now, all this stuff must take a lot of helpers. For you.
It is. It is a cast of thousands, quite frankly.
Yeah.
You know, at Hospice and Community Care, we rely very much on volunteer help.
Yeah.
We have about 1,000 volunteers who help with anything from patient care to tending to our rose bushes at our facilities.
Man.
But the Labor Day auction takes about 400 volunteers
over
the course of the week before and the day, a couple days after, to set up and clean up. We set up, you know, 4,000 chairs and 400 tables and literally tens of thousands of items, and we could not do that without our amazing volunteers.
And they give up their Labor Day weekend.
They do, and some of them even give up the whole week before. There's some people who kind of refer to it as their local mission trip.
Love that.
For the week or for the summer.
Love that. The Labor Day auction coming up September 3rd and September 5th. It's the Saturday and the Monday of Labor Day. If folks want to see all your auction items, can they visit you online?
Well, we couldn't possibly. I think we would break the internet if we had all of our auctions on there, but we have some highlights of some. So the art, we have the artist names of artists that we have. We have all of our lead items, those high-end items, our sports memorabilia, different things like that, quilts, all the different quilts, the sizes, because there's so much of a range of different sizes and everything. But everybody can check out that if they go to the specialty auction section of LaborDayAuction.org.
Check it out, LaborDayAuction.org, the Hospice and Community Care Labor Day Auction, Solanco Fairgrounds. It's happening September 3rd and September 5th, and all the details are there, LaborDayAuction.org. Coco, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Such a delight to have you. Back to the music we go. This is Unspoken. Love is everything we need on WJTL.